For KBIA News, I'm Bridget Bowden. Several lawmakers in Washington are demanding answers after media outlets reported that an Affordable Care Act processing center near St. Louis is paying employees to do nothing. KMOV-TV and the St. Louis Post-Dispatch quoted employees of Serco Incorporated's office in Wentzville, Missouri, who said workers there have little to do. The facility has 660 workers and processes paper applications. The reports raised concerns from three Republican lawmakers, Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri, Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee, and Missouri Congressman Blaine Lukemeyer. Democratic Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill, an Affordable Care Act supporter, also is urging an investigation. The Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services says it is committed to working with Serco and other contractors to make sure federal funds are spent appropriately and job performance is closely monitored. The American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri, the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, and Chris McDaniel, a reporter for St. Louis Public Radio, are suing the state of Missouri over secrecy surrounding its execution procedure. The lawsuit was filed today, the same day a separate suit over the execution process was filed by five news organizations. Missouri has executed six men with the drug pentobarbital in the past 6 months, but refuses to disclose the source of the drug or details about how it is tested. Another execution is scheduled for Wednesday when Russell Bucklew is set to die for killing a Southeast Missouri man in 1996. Five news organizations are suing the Missouri Department of Corrections, seeking information on the drugs the state uses for lethal injections. The suit alleges Missouri stopped giving the public information in October about which drugs it uses for executions, a violation of the state's Sunshine Law. Attorney Bernard Rhodes filed the lawsuit on behalf of the Kansas City Star, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Guardian U.S., the Springfield News Leader, and the Associated Press. He says Oklahoma's botched execution last month of Clayton Lockett spurred the lawsuit.
If we're going to investigate what happened, one of the things we would investigate if, for example, the Kit Bond Bridge were to fall down is who was the manufacturer? What was the history of the manufacturer? Who were the subcontractors? Who supplied the parts for the bridge? I mean, the public would demand knowing that information in order to conduct a meaningful investigation.
Rhodes says that is the same type of information the media wants. A Department of Corrections spokesperson says the department does not comment on pending litigation. Democratic Governor Jay Nixon is raising concerns about a bill that would triple the amount of time Missouri women must wait for an abortion. Nixon called it a, quote, extreme proposal in a written statement today, just one day after the Republican-led legislature gave final approval to the legislation. Nixon criticized lawmakers for not including a rape and incest exemption to the 72-hour time frame between a woman's doctor's visit and the procedure. Missouri's current 24-hour waiting period includes only an exemption for medical emergencies, which would remain under the legislation. Utah and South Dakota also have 3-day waiting periods, but Utah's bill exempts cases of rape or incest. The bill would need a 2/3 majority vote in the House and Senate for lawmakers to override a veto. The proposed student transfer fix is now on its way to Governor Jay Nixon. In addition to allowing individual school buildings to be accredited instead of districts as a whole, the bill would allow students to transfer from unaccredited public schools to private non-sectarian schools. Republican Rick Stream of St. Louis County handled the bill in the House.
If we do nothing, if we don't pass this bill, then the chaos that's occurring in the transfer program now, which is bankrupting school districts, will continue. We need to address this issue today and now.
Opponents argued that the so-called private option would be a gateway to using vouchers to funnel money from public to private schools. Governor Nixon has indicated he'll likely veto the bill. Missouri voters will decide whether state lottery officials should create a separate ticket to fund veterans programs. The Senate voted today to send the proposal to the November general election ballot. Supporters say revenue from sales of the lottery ticket would provide a dedicated funding source for cash-strapped veterans' homes. Opponents question whether the new ticket will siphon revenue from education, which currently is the sole beneficiary of Missouri lottery proceeds. If passed by voters, lottery officials would begin selling the ticket in 2015. For KBIA News, I'm Bridget Bowden.